All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing, Baruch Hashem, in Perek Chavav, chapter 26, and we find ourselves, I sent out the pages on the WhatsApp chat, so we are picking up on the bottom of page Reish Samech. V'tira ata hefresh shebin atar la'kadosh. So here, the Ramchal makes an amazing distinction between Tara and Kiddusha. So herein lies the distinction between Tahor and Kedusha. Hatahor, Maisav Chamri, in Pedrei Samech Aleph, Enom Ela Hechrechim. When it comes to Tahor, so the person who is Tahor engages in physical activity. But his physical activity is based on compulsion. In other words, that he has no... If the person who's Tahor, in his mind, if he had the ability to somehow transcend his physicality and not engage in physical activity, he would do so. He would do so, but he has no choice. He is a physical material being. So he has no choice but to engage in the physical. They're compulsory. And therefore, again, his relationship to his physical life is something that is an indispensable necessity. I must engage in the physical because I'm a physical. I'm a body. V'nimtza sha'al yidei zeh yotzim misug harasha b'chamrios finish arim tahorim. So we'll say, so again, so this individual on his level of tara understands that the primary part of who I am is my soul. That's the primary part of who I am. But as much as I would love just to nourish the soul and to ignore the physical, I can't do that. I can't do that because I am a physical, corporeal being. So as such, I engage in the sustenance, in sustaining the physical, but I only do so because I have to, because there is no choice. So therefore, such a person reaches the level of Tahara. Ach leklal kiddusha lo bal. Suppose this is incredible. He's come to the level of Tahara, but he has not come to the level of kiddusha. For what is the level of kiddusha? Because on the Tara level, on the Tara level, if he was able to do without the physical, it would be even better. Watch this. Achakadosh hadovik tomid leilokav v'nafshom nishalachas bein hamuskulo hamuskalos ha'amitios ba'avas abor ovi yiraso. And I will say that the person who is kadosh, which remember again, Kiddusha, as we understood, represents this, like so much of everything we've learned, is this God awareness, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part and parcel of every single thing that I do. Every single thing that I do, right? And that I recognize that even the material things that I do, there's a godliness embedded in that. Listen to what he writes. He says, Hine nechshav lo, kilu mishalich lifnei Hashem ba'artos achayim odenu po ba'olam hazeh. This person who is kadosh, this wording is so beautiful. He is treated, he is viewed as if he walks before God even when he lives in this world. This individual is able to achieve a level of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't have to wait to Olam Haba for this incredible level of Devekos, this incredible level of interconnectedness, or of clinging or cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather he achieves it here. V'hine ish kazeh, hu atzmo nechshav kimishkon, kimikdosh, kimizbeach, u kimma'amarim zichron levracha, vaya'al me'al av elokim, Ha'avos hein merkava. The chinam is going to read a few lines. The chinam ru ha'tzedikim hein merkava. Ki ashchina shora aleim kimoshahisa shor b'mikdash. We'll say, what's kiddusha? So kiddusha is a level where a person literally becomes the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ribono shel olam rests upon me. His presence devolves upon me. He is part and parcel of my life because I make him part and parcel of my life each and every day. Now, what's the chap? Umeato, hamaycho shem ochlim, hu ki karban sha'ola al gabe ha'ishim, ki vadaihu, she nechshav li'iloi godol osam advarm shayu olim al gabe mizbeach, kevan shem nikravim lifnei ha'shina. Let's listen to this. This is incredible. When a person goes ahead and reaches the level of Kiddusha, So what Kiddusha, let's remember again, as we saw before, what Kiddusha really represents, right? The Ramchal explained this over the last couple of Shiurim. What Kiddusha really represents is an ability to achieve a sustained level of Dveikus, an ability to achieve a level of God awareness that transcends and permeates every single thing that I do in life. To the point, says the Ramchal, that a person who reaches the level of Kiddusha, his eating or physical or material activity is not simply something that must be done in order to sustain or maintain his body. I have no choice. What am I supposed to do? If I don't eat, I'm going to die. If I don't drink, I'm going to die. If I don't sleep, I'm going to die. So that's not why he does those things, but he recognizes that those very physical activities can themselves become part of one's avodas Hashem. That those very physical things themselves can be endowed with a dimension of holiness when a person understands that he's engaging in them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll see what Ramchal is pointing out over here, something really amazing. It just happens to be, as an aside, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, says this concept in his Likutei Sichos on this week's parsha of Kiddushim. Actually, I mentioned this in a different shiur, right? That the pasuk says, Kiddushim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You should be kadosh. God tells us you should be holy because I, your God, am holy. I'm holy, so you should be holy. So everybody try. There's only one problem with that statement, which is that the Torah doesn't define what holiness is. So what is Kiddusha? So the Lubavitch Rebbe says something amazing. He says people often assume that what's Kiddusha? Torah mitzvos. Right? Torah mitzvos. That's how you become Kadosh. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says it can't be, because the fact that we have Torah and mitzvos and that distinguishes us from the nations of the world, that's glaring and obvious. The Rebbe instead posits that Kiddushin Tiyu must be something much more nuanced. It must refer to something that we share in common with the nations of the world, yet we do differently. So it says, for example, what? So he gives these examples: eating, drinking, intimacy, all of these things are things that people do in general, right? It's Jew, non-Jew, Jew, Gentile, it doesn't make a difference. So what does it mean to be Kaddish? What it means to be Kaddish is to find the ability to infuse a dimension of holiness into things that the rest of the world considers mundane. So whereas everyone eats, even animals eat, right? Yet when the Jew eats, the Jew finds a way to infuse a God awareness and a godliness into that activity, whether it's through a bracha, whether it's through Divrei Torah, whether it's through Birkas HaMazon, whatever it is, Kiddushim Tiyu means take the things that you do that everyone else does, and when I say everyone, humanity, even the animal kingdom, right? And yet find a way to infuse a dimension of holiness into that by creating a God awareness. That's Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Bring God into even the most mundane things. That's Kiddusha. That's Kiddusha. So it's interesting. I don't know that the Rebbe is quoting this. The Ramchal is really saying the same thing. Rav Moshe Chaim Lozato, just a couple of hundred years earlier, was saying the same exact thing. This Yisod, that here lies also the distinction between Kiddusha and Tara. Tara, purity. Remember again, on our ladder of Midos, of the Ramchal, purity, Tara, is lower than Kiddusha. Because what's purity? Purity is the desire to become a spiritual being by going ahead and kind of transcending the physical. Recognizing that physicality or material life holds me back. How can I overcome it? How can I overcome it? Kiddusha is even a higher level, right? Because what does Kiddusha say? Kiddusha says that there is godliness to be found in everything. I don't have to transcend my physicality. I just have to lift it up, right? So as I said, in Tara, if you gave a person, you know, the wish would be, I wish I didn't have to eat. I wish I didn't have to eat, right? How much better would life be? Cheaper, right? Also, right? I wish I didn't have to eat, because eating, being mired in that physicality holds me back. Kiddusha says, no, bring godliness into your consumption. Bring godliness into your eating. Don't think of eating as holding you back, but figure out a way to lift eating up. It's a dramatically different approach, says Ramchal, which is why, and by the way, you can understand, remember, this is the last chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. This is the last thing. We're coming to a close with the Sefer, because the pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment is Kedusha. The pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment is the ability to bring God into everything I do, even the physical body. The fact that I can bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into my davening, I mean, it's kind of taken for granted a little bit that we're going to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Although, it's not so pashat, right? A person, we know a person can daven and never think about God, right? But so that obviously, but to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the realm of spiritual activity, of course. But Lamaisa, to go ahead and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the physical, that's Kedusha. That's Kedusha. And that's the highest level of Kedusha. So we're out of time. So I'll have to stop over here. But we'll pick up Emir Tashem with this topic tomorrow. But Rabosa, you begin to see everything we've been working with in Mesilas Yesharim is to bring us to this point. Everything is about Kedusha. Everything is about not thinking that holiness requires a transcendence of the physical, but that holiness requires an uplifting of the physical. Tara is transcending physicality. Kedusha is uplifting physicality. To be continued in Yirat Hashem tomorrow. Shkoach, everyone.